Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Rick Munday. Batting second. The center fielder, Joe Wallace. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Biotner. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Burris. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ray Burris. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Del Unser. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The center fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Williams. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pepe Frias. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. And now, play ball. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Munday strikes out. 1 out. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Wallace hits a fly ball into left field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Unser hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Valentine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Morales strikes out. 1 out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Biotner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Trillo strikes out. 2 outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Mitterwald hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Biotner moves to second. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Rogers spins and fires to second, with Foley covering, and Biotner is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burris fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Madlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andre Dawson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Dawson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Dawson. The throw from Mitterwald and he is out, Trillo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris bunts towards first. Williams scoops it up and throws to first, with Frias covering, for the out. Kelleher moves to second. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Wallace batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wallace is 0 for 1 in the game. Wallace hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams juggles the ball. That's an error on Williams. Kelleher scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Madlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Madlock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dawson. Madlock reaches second base with a double. Wallace goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Cubs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Frias bunts between the mound and first base. Burris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Frias for the out. Parrish moves to second. One out. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burris fields it and has Parrish trapped. There's the throw to Trillo and over to Madlock, who tags Parrish for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser hits a fly ball into left field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Biotner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Trillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Trillo strikes out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mitterwald is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Monday fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Valentine for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kelleher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelleher strikes out. 1 out. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Burris is 0-for-0 in the game. Burris hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. Monday bunts towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Andre Dawson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Dawson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a line drive into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Frias is 0-for-0 in the game. Frias hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Wallace is 0-for-2 in the game. Wallace hits a fly ball into right field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Madlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Madlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Biotner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Biotner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Unser is 0-for-2 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Trillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Trillo strikes out. 1 out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Mitterwald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Kelleher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams fields the ball and throws to Rogers covering. Safe. Mitterwald moves to second. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Burris is 0-for-1 in the game. Burris bunts towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. Mitterwald moves to third. Kelleher moves to second. Two outs. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Munday is 0 for 3 in the game. Munday is walked intentionally. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 0 for 3 in the game. Wallace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frya scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dawson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a pop-up towards third. Madlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Madlock is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Madlock takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 3 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Madlock. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Madlock steals second. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Biotner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frya scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Madlock moves to third. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Parrish is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Pepe Frias. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Morales pinch hits for Steve Rogers. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morales strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Murray now pitching. Rodney Scott now playing second base. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burris is 0-for-1 in the game. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-3 in the game. Unser hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Foley is 0-for-3 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Valentine is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and Montreal Expos, 0. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.